That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Reynolds. Over to you, Jock.
G'day, listeners. We are here at the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Footy Community Marquee after the big Grand Prix, and what a clash it was. Haven't got Higo here with us yet. Not sure where he is, but we have secured Jensen Button here. We've got him in the box. How are you, Jensen?
Jolly good show this, Jock. I can tell you that I showed them a clean pair of taillights today.
All right, good on you, Jensen. Here you go, mate. Where's Higo?
Higo!
Come on. Higo, come and take a seat, mate. We're starting. What are you...
Hello, Jock.
G'day, Higo. What have you been doing, son?
Talking to the grid girls, mate.
You're looking a little bit excited there, mate. Settle down.
I can tell you they're...
Got a cold cup of water over here.
Quite a few parabolic curves under the shirt.
My word. Now, Crouching Tiger, enjoying the day?
Oh, welcome. I love this Zoom car. I not understand, though.
Okay, on to the news that you're all waiting for. There are less than 6 days before we need to lock our Greater Western Sydney and Sydney players into our teams. Sydney and Greater Western Sydney will be playing next Saturday night. That gives us 6 days to do the job. So I think what we need to do, quick smart lads, is get straight into the players who we really think that we'd like to lock into the teams.
A true statement, Jock. A statement that stands out more than an Ian Thorpe booger, I feel. I must discuss two important considerations for Sydney.
Yep.
In the short term, Mumford in ruck or Kennedy on ball present two premium-ish players that will enable you to exploit the swinging captain.
Care to just explain to the listeners what this swinging captain...
Yes, Jock. It is not your Wayne Carey variety swinging captain. It is an opportunity for coaches to assign a Sydney player as vice-captain, and I'm saying only possibly consider Mumford or Kennedy.
Yeah.
And if they perform to a standard of, let's say, 120+, then a coach can assign a non-playing captain for the remainder of the round.
Okay.
Thus, all points, double points, captain points, will go to your vice-captain.
There you have it, so a sneaky chance to give yourself a double shot at the best captain of the round. Now, on Shane Mumford, played against the Gold Coast Suns on the weekend. Now, it cost you $610,000 in the ruck, 10 positions and 42 hitouts on the weekend for 133 Dream Team points. He's been on my radar all year. Being between him and Leuenberger, I'm thinking Shane Mumford could be my one.
Silence! Jock, I think this year, you win, you lose... based on your ruck. Lot of talk, Dishy. Yeah. Lot of talk.
Lots of conjectures.
2-2, 1-3.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da. I think big problem. Dean Cox.
Oh.
I think he big problem.
He didn't play too well on the weekend,
no,
Big Coxie.
I think Dean Cox maybe not strong as he used to be.
Such an important big member.
Yes. I think only couple, maybe premium.
Yeah.
I think 1-3 way to go.
Yeah, 1-3. So who's your number two ruckman? You got your first premium.
I think McAvoy may be a very interesting pick.
Not much game time against Collingwood in the weekend.
Yeah, consistent.
Put a line through Cox at this stage, or you still stick with him?
I don't like to touch Cox too much. I like Jonathan Giles.
Well, back to the Greater Western Sydney boys. Johnny Giles, if you have not locked him into your team now, get on there now, jump onto the interweb, pop him in there. On the weekend, he had 13 kicks, 2 handballs, 8 marks, 21 hitouts and 2 goals for 102 Dream Team. Now, many people, and probably rightly so, are considering him for that second ruck position on the ground. So you get a ruckman for 126K. Moving on to some other Greater Western Sydney boys, I mean, it is critical this week, I must say. It is critical that we select the right Greater Western Sydney boys, and I mean, we are in the position where we're going to need to pick them by sometime during the day next Saturday. Now, the best homework fodder we've had's come and gone. We've just got to make sense of what's happened. A couple of boys straight up who I think should be strongly considered. We've got Devon Smith. Got 26 possessions against Hawthorn Nab 2, had a breakweek throw. Now he's come back against Richmond over the weekend and he's had 11 possessions, 3 goals for 78 Dream Team points. 131k, listed as a mid-slash forward, so you can swing in between the two.
Jock, you remember had a farm?
Who had a farm?
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Oh, Old MacDonald.
I think, not forget about Old MacDonald.
How many games will he play, though? What is he? He's 57.
He go okay against Richmond.
Okay.
He mature body. I think maybe later in the season,
yeah.
Young boy get tired.
Yeah.
And I think MacDonald,
yeah.
He worth consider.
And you'd think he's a dead cert for round one, I guess, wouldn't you?
Yes.
As a defender, we've got Thomas Bugg as well, who I think will slot into my back line at this stage. He had 13 kicks, 5 handballs on the weekend for 64 Dream Team points. 113,000, backman. Interesting part about Bugg, we thought this time last week he was just a typical backman who might run off a bit, get a few possessions, but he actually ran with Dustin Martin over the weekend and got some of his own ball as well, sort of a Ling-type role almost. So Thomas Bugg, I think, is quite a good prospect.
Agreed, Jock. Adam Kennedy?
Oh, fantastic.
Adam Kennedy, is he coming of age dual position?
Mid and forward, you're right.
113-200 has seemed to get more and more game time and looks to be a likely type.
Sure does. He got 101 Supercoach points on the weekend. 88% game time, 10 marks, 23 possessions. Now, didn't play Nab 1, quietish Nab 2. Just started to build up. He's been like a rolling stone that's gathering heaps of moss.
I do believe it was our first podcast where I made the statement that GWS would be fool's gold. I stand by that statement. Remember the lessons learned from Gold Coast, Jock. Of all the wealth, of all the glitter, the sparkle, of all that promised, very few delivered.
Well, having said that, there was quite a bit of value that many people did gain out of getting your Gold Coast boys. But you've led me into a point. All my listeners out there, I really need to appeal to you.
What is this, Jock?
The biggest temptation in the world on Saturday. You're going to see your Sam Reeds, your Steve Cliftons, your Kirtley Hamptons, your Anthony Miles. They'll be named round one. The biggest temptation in the world will be to put them in your Dream Team and Supercoach teams. You'll know that you've got a rookie who's playing round one. For goodness sake, don't lock in too many just because you think they're playing round one, because you will miss some of the gold available in the other teams. Having said that, I'll be going for at least four or five in my team.
Jock?
Yeah.
Have you been drinking again?
No, I am not. I tell you, there's value there, son.
Four or five...
I disagree.
...represents utter belligerence.
After I disagree with you, mate, Peter Higginbotham, I respect you.
What does belligerence mean?
I'll tell you after, mate. I respect you, mate, but I'm telling you, you need to go with some of these boys, just not too bloody many.
If you pick Giles, agreed.
Yeah.
Miles, perhaps... Devon Smith, maybe, but not all three.
Well, I disagree with you there, son. I think that you've got to have at least three. On young Anthony Miles, he absolutely ripped him to shreds last week.
Ah, the smoke and the mirror.
You think? He played Rezzy, so he didn't get a gig in the first. Some people are suggesting that that could be bad news for Anthony Miles, Greater Western Sydney prospects.
No, Tim, they're not. They talk about this Nab 4 being bid weak for selection.
Okay. Yeah.
GWS, you know, you give him rest like... You make it fresh. He ran out like a shining rice paper roll. It glistened in sun.
All right, fair enough. So, Anthony Miles. So, let's just recap what we've gone. We've said Johnny Giles, you've got to pick him. Devon Smith, I'm suggesting he's a good pick. Tommy Bugg, down your defence, great. Adam Kennedy also coming on. And Anthony Miles, who I'm suggesting, if he's listed in round one, I'd suggest you have a good hard think about Anthony Miles.
More than two of those, and you are a fool.
Disagree, but let's continue. I love you, son, but let's just plug on.
Thank you, John.
Players who have drifted off the radar for Greater Western Sydney for me, young Sam Darley. Clearly, with the emergence of Thomas Bugg playing second fiddle, with your other players like your Ellis's, your Morris's available in the back line, is there a position for Sam Darley in your team?
No.
130, 13,000?
No.
Toby Green, 13 possessions, half a game on the weekend. For me, a mixture of low job security and the higher price suggests to me there could be some better options there. Some disappointing outputs from Steve Clifton and Sam Reed, your mature ages, I'd suggest that they should sort of shuffle back in your priority list. We must talk about Dylan Scheel, who had a hit out on the weekend.
Yes, Jock. Really feel of your two or three max worth considering.
We haven't seen him play.
No. Huge raps.
Yeah.
He may play Ramois. You not pick him because you not play. You burn trade. You burn trade after 2 weeks because you make a silly pick.
Okay, so the thing is, he may play round one, may not. Had a good hit out, played 75% of the game in the resis this past weekend. His foot must not be a problem anymore. Had his appendicitis, it's out of the way. So what we're saying is, if he's not listed round one, you still might slot him in because the rap's on Dylan Scheel, and I love the kid. I've known him.
Silence! Enough talk, GWS.
Okay.
I want to talk about that tiger. My boy, Brandon Ellis.
Yeah.
He start as sub against GWS. Jock, you think he may be grooming for a sub in round one?
Well, from what I saw last week, and we've been talking about Brandon Ellis all season, I've seen enough for him to slot straight into the half back line. I can't see him being sub relevant.
Stephen Morris gained 26 disposals, Jock. Is there room for both in your back line?
Gotta say, I think there might be. I've probably got Ellis before Steve Morris. We suggested last week that Steve Morris had job security issues not playing. As it turned out, he was at his sister's wedding, that's why he missed NAB 3, but played NAB 4 and absolutely smashed him and looked fantastic. 73 Supercoach points.
Jack Riewoldt, Jock.
6 goals, 4 points. 156 Supercoach. Hard to argue against that. I'm not having him in my team.
Do we need to take much at all out of that game?
One thing we need to take away in a big fat sag is Brett Deledio, and the fact that if you're not going in with Brett Deledio, you've got some problems. 161 Supercoach points. Yeah, how much game time did he get?
He played 65% game time, but this real rubbish.
Oh.
He ran free like a turkey in rice field.
Yeah.
He play against the boy.
Let's not get too hung up on statistics. Deledio and Jackie Riewoldt have had great games, but when the proof will be in the pudding round one when the big boys come out to play. Look, I've got to cast my mind back to when I took young Jackson from the Coringle Bulls down to the local for his first big drink. A few lassies' heads were turning. He's quite a handsome young rooster, and he actually kept the pace with us for the first few pots. But then the boys drinking with the men become exposed. You see, when old Jock got a bit of white line fever, smelled a bit of fear, I went in for the kill. 3 bourbons later... young handsome Jackson wasn't so bloody young and bloody handsome when he had carrot chunks coming out his nose.
Have a spell, Jock. Point taken. Equally apply the same point to round one, where Sydney will be playing GWS. Expect big scores, but think long term.
Mid-price prospect Gary Rowan, he's 293k forward, got one handball in a quarter of a game. Scratch him off your list, folks.
Yes, scratch him.
Possibly replace him with Lukey Parker, who's been running through the midfield. He's listed as a midfielder for 282k.
282, you're the silly place.
Very awkward pricing, but he got 32 disposals on the weekend for his 109 Dream Team points.
No.
Playing Greater Western Sydney, so let's take that with a grain of sea salt. We better start flicking around to the other players that showed a bit on the weekend, boys, and let's go back to Visi Park on Friday, where Tom Ledger from St Kilda racked up 19 possessions. 17 of them kicks. Midfield rookie, 113k. Pretty high up on my radar.
Yes, looks to have done enough.
Yeah, and young Waters will be looking to blood some young kids. Hard as a cat's head and looks ready. Ahmed Saad, 125,700, listed as a forward. 92% game time. Just the 49 Dream Team points. Did he do enough?
No, not for mine.
Concur. Now, Marty Clark, lots of people interested in him. Listed as a defender, 170k. Had the 14 posies. Played a lot of the game. Do you think he really is a shoo-in for that Leon Davis half-back running role?
Not convinced.
Yeah.
At 170, many more cheaper prospects.
Yeah, he's at the higher end of the rookie price. Even though he's not a rookie, I really cannot see him clicking into the side, although let's wait and see.
Yagmore.
No, didn't do enough, mate. 8 possessions. He's 106k defender. Got just the 22 Dream Team points for the half a game he played. I just don't think his job prospects are good enough to justify a position in my team.
Agreed.
Big Travis Cloak, up forward, 529k, 5 goals for 147 Supercoach points. You boys got him?
No, I don't.
Sidebum, 25 possessions, just the 56% disposal efficiency. Got to say, when I saw the position count, I have been talking him up a little bit, but disposal efficiency at this point of the year is probably a pretty important thing in the Supercoach stakes.
I like the sidebum. I think your position...
Yeah, that's true.
Little bit cheaper.
Yeah.
And, I think he part of Buckley master plan.
Okay. Let's flick over to Fremantle Patterson Stadium. Freo took on Hawthorn this weekend, and we were all quite pleased to see that Greg Broughton, who's listed as a defender at 502,000, did run through the midfield all night and racked up near 30 possessions.
Agreed. A pricey prospect. 7 tackles is very Supercoach relevant.
Well, you did mention last week that his tackle count would increase, which it seems to be doing.
Yes, my formulas seem to be proving their worth.
Other interest out of that game was David Hale with 5 goals. He's 406 grand ruck forward. Will be tempting many coaches with his NAB Cup form. And also with Hawthorn's drastically depleted ruck stocks, you'd think he'd be running through the midfield quite a bit this year.
Yeah, Jock, but what you tell me, Jared Roughhead.
Oh, Ruffy, welcome back to footy, mates. Great to see.
Oh, lovely.
Had 12 posies for half a game. Not a bad showing. Probably, if he really hits his straps later in the season, could be a prospect. All right, Port versus Melbourne. A lot of interest in a couple of players here. Darren Dazzling Pfeiffer, who's a big, mature-age midfielder for the Port Adelaide Football Club. Listed as a mid/forward, 126k. Still on the rookie list. Should be elevated. Needed to show a bit this week to justify a position.
Ah, yes.
Think he did.
He get elevated. Yeah. I want to talk about Redden in Ruck.
Yeah, geez, he came out of like a bullet of fence, didn't he?
Jock, on Redden, fairly obvious that we have 2 Reddens in the competition. Both performing well.
Yeah.
Both presenting super coaches around the country with a viable option.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So Jared Redden didn't set the house on fire in the weekend, but definitely justifies at least a R3 or R4 position in your ruck line. Dazzling Darren Pfeiffer. If he's named, you'd think he'd get a good run with Port because they'd be looking for the big, strong-bodied player, and he's very much fits that mould.
Agreed. Intensity down at Port Adelaide this year has lifted, and like their coach, each player seems to be playing for their position.
And that's good to see in a football club. Brad Ebert has also been touted as a mid-pricer, 344k midfield.
Nah.
20 possessions and 2 goals. I think he could be a smoky to look out for, though he was quite ordinary in NAB 3. Tom Couch, 5 touches, half a game, not enough.
Agreed.
Geelong played the mighty Western Bulldogs Football Club, and Billy Schmitz is rumoured to have his thumb all iced up at the end of the game. Didn't do too much during the game with just the 7 posies from his 53% game time. Has been touted all season as a real good prospect for the Cats, but I'm just not happy enough with his job security round one to be thinking about him at this stage.
I tend to disagree. I'd expect in a team like Geelong, rookies that will get game time, and I'd definitely put Smets in that category, are far safer bets than rookies from the likes of GWS and Gold Coast.
Okay. One player who started off the game very, very ordinarily was Oren Stevenson, who was off on the bench very early in the game and pretty much sat there until half-time. Came out and played the best second half of footy that he's played all season. Ended up with just the 7 posies and 12 hit-outs, but for mine he's still very much a ruck bench prospect. 68% game time in the end, so he played a good solid second half.
He will be named round one.
You'd think so.
Absolutely.
Agree. Stephen Motlop, 223k. We sort of waxed his praises earlier, a couple of weeks back. Just the 6 possessions, kicked a couple of sausage rolls. 32 yes. Dream Team points.
It was a concern, 223,600. I feel consistency is still... very large question.
Yeah, won't be in my team. Kem Guthrie, 184,300 listed as a defender. Came back into form after a poor week in NAB 3 with 18 possessions. 57 dream team points, at least on the up from last week.
Nah.
Not thinking about him in your defence, he's at that premium price.
Nah, not think about Kem Guthrie, please.
Yeah, he's a great player, though. He's a good kid.
Handsome boy, but maybe next year.
Okay, Western Bulldogs. Young Clay Smith come off in the second half, but probably for mine still showed enough to justify some real consideration down at the Bulldogs.
Oh, I love the clay.
Oh, he talked about the moulding of the clay last week, didn't you, mate?
Loved the clay. He been in Kiln already. He hard.
Good country boy, too.
Play round one.
There you go. 116K, midfielder.
Jock, Brian Lake. Yeah. Very important decision needs to be made here, Jock.
Absolutely.
Your take on Lake?
Well, he's very good. He's done enough.
Thank you.
Got through the game, which is what we want to see. 13 posies, 100% effective disposals. Let's be honest, he's not out there in NAB Cup really trying to kill himself, is he? He's just trying to get through the games. And I think if any indication is his form thus far in the games he's played, I think he's a very viable prospect in your defence.
Yes, it was his first full game. And I'm sure the tail would be wagging at the kennel.
Very good. That's two in a row. Higo, you are. That's Peter Higginbotham.
I hope the grid girls are listening.
Okay, Zeph Skinner. I know you're not a big rap for him, but look, he just played 24% game time for 7 posies and 1 goal too. Sure, probably not a good sign that he was subbed for so long. Played less than the quarter, but as impressive as his possessions was his pressure skills, which you'd think they'd love to in the kennel. Really pressuring well.
I remember Mrs. Tiger. She tell me, every dog has his day.
Yeah.
This remember me... At least once a year I have my day with Miss Tiger.
Oh, hello.
Same.
How is Mrs. Tiger? We haven't chatted about the lovely Mrs. Tiger for a few weeks, has she?
Oh, hungry.
Okay. Yeah.
Same, I say this, Zeph Skinner. He play, you know, one good week.
Yeah.
Bad, go quiet. 2 good week. Not super coach.
Still a forward, 113,000 yet. You got to at least think about him, don't you?
No.
Right. Now, young Tory Dickerson, just speaking to old mate Stephen King, ex-ruckman of Geelong and St Kilda Football Club. Speaking of Stephen King, and he came out in the media during the week to say young Tory Dickerson is a big chance to play round one. 106K, listed as a forward.
Yes, Jock, his intent on the football was quite rabid.
Oh, 15 possessions, 10 kicks, 6 tackles. Tory Dickerson must be up there in the radar in your forward line. Jeez, we've got a lot of kids coming out of the woodwork, haven't we? It's going to be bloody tough to put those teams together. Adelaide versus West Coast, the big grand final. Fantasy relevance wasn't massive in the game, but what we did see was young Sam Kerridge being subbed, named as the emergency. Do you think that's a sign of things to come, that he's got some big vest potential?
Yes, Sam performed quite well earlier in the NAB Cup games, but it did seem a little bit out of sorts when the pressure of possible silverware was on the table. Dual position.
Yeah.
But less than half a game, so hard to take too much away from that.
Yes, he still just looks ready. He's got a very big body, big shock of blonde hair. But, you really wanted to see a bit more game time to justify your round one Supercoach Dream Team position, didn't you?
Yes, not for mine just yet, Jock.
Yeah, how's this? Ex St Kilda player Tommy Lynch come on just for the 44% of game time.
Congonese.
He's from the Congo. One of those boys from the Congo with red hair. Racked up 14 possessions for 69 Dream Team points in just 44% game time, which is exactly what he did last week. Last week, 48% game time, 3 goals, 70 Dream Team points. Are they hiding Tommy Lynch away?
I expect a round one berth, and I'm quite impressed with his output. But at 283, Jock, you surely are not considering Tom Lynch.
Probably not. Am I considering Tom Lynch? Probably not. Am I one of the first and foremost experts in the Supercoach community? Probably am. Should you listen to every word that I say? You probably should. Do the ladies think Jock Reynolds the best thing since bloody sliced bread? Probably should. Here goes, should you respect my opinions a little bit more than you have in this podcast? Because, to be quite frank, you've been making me look foolish in public and I won't have it.
Have a spell, Jock.
Here you go. I'd like to apologise, mate. I've got the old white line fever. Sorry, mate.
Mother.
Can you forget it? Can you forget it happened?
Okay.
Come on, let's just move on. I'm sorry. Let's just blank that out. Yep. Bernie Vincent. Now, one thing I've got to say. I am sorry, mate. I do carry on a bit sometimes, and I just got a bit hot under the collar.
You're my best friend.
No, I'm sorry. You go. I'm just an old bloody fool. I'm an old fool.
This is the worst podcast ever.
Let's just move on, shall we? West Coast, also Kobe Stephens. A lot of people interested in him in the midfield. 135. Oh, here you go. You're right, mate.
I'm still... Back on to Kobe Stephens. And Garrick Whedon, while you're there.
Yeah.
I feel that both did not show enough, Jock.
Yeah, I wanted a bit more from him this round, to be honest. So Kobe Stephens probably didn't show enough. Worsfold has been talking him up. I'm thinking vest. I'm thinking big red vest.
The problem still remains, Jock.
Yeah.
Who will play key positions in the West Coast forward line?
Oh, well, Nikoski's gone down now. There's another posse. So you think Whedon and Kobe Stephens' prospects are looking a little bit better?
Yes.
Don't write off Kobe Stephens. I'd still keep him in there in your considerations. Midfielder, 135, 500.
Agreed.
I want to talk about Bo Waters as well, who I've pretty much turned my nose up at all pre-season. Watched the game, looked pretty good. 21 possessions, 93 Dream Team points, 389, 600. If he can reach premium status in your defence, at least worth a consideration.
I tend to disagree, Jock. Awkward pricing with a high probability of inconsistency.
Okay. Essendon versus Brisbane Lions. No Corey Delalio. We were all looking forward to seeing the young kid play.
Ah, yes. In a way, I happy he not play.
Yeah.
I think he play. Maybe not round one. I think I can't see position, but he will play.
Yeah. Well, he played senior footy with South Freo last year, 57 goals in 2011. You'd think they'd want to get his mature age body in.
He hunt a football like jock in nightclub, hunting lady friend.
He's formidable.
Yes, he will play. Only problem is Clamelli, all these other forward type. Other guy, that guy wear yellow boot who think he...
Kyle Reimers.
Kyle Reimer.
Yeah. Michael Hurley bagged 5 goals against Brizzy Lions as well. Listed forward, 456k. Got to consider him.
Yes, he could in a forward line this year.
Yeah.
A little bit light on for real premium lock.
Yeah.
Hurley could be worth a risk.
Absolutely. Now, Carlton played North Melbourne at Visy Park this afternoon, and one player who I'll probably scratch off my list at this stage is young Sam Gibson from North Melbourne. Really come out of the blocks and played well, nab one. 94 grand 700, didn't get a game last week. Oh, he played 11% last week. But at this stage, out of consideration?
It looks as if perhaps ineffective disposal might have cost Sam.
Yes.
Kane Lucas, many people have been considering in their midfield. He's listed at the nice price of 224k. Got 11 possessions, 2 clangers, 27% disposal efficiency.
He chop up more ball than like I chop up Bok Choy.
Yeah.
He make mess on floor.
Yeah, can't see his job prospects. Could see him a bit vested.
223,900, not worth the risk.
No, I'll scratch him off. Now, Paul Bower, with Carlton missing Andrew Walker, Michael Jamieson, Nick Dygan, Robbie Warnock and Jeremy Laidler for their round one clash, you would have thought that Paul Bower had the ultimate opportunity to step up and show something today. But
irrelevant, Jock.
Didn't show anything, did he?
No, he has never been an accumulator, and that is one thing we look for. Most backs you are looking for are basically playing as mid/forward types, running forward types.
Yeah, Mitchie Robinson, big rap for this bloke, known him for quite a while. Just had the half a game, 14 possessions, 67 Dream Team points. Good, hard as a catch head.
Expensive, Jock.
Yeah, expensive, but gee, I just want to go with Robbo. I think he's going to show a bit. He's going to run through the midfield a bit as well.
I really don't think he's of a premium scoring output.
Yeah.
And will prove a problem for you if you pick him.
Okay. Hamish McIntosh set the world on fire in NAB 2, but Goldstein's come back, assumed the number one mantle, and poor old Hame has been sitting in the goal square picking his bum, pretty much.
Drew Petrie is in goal square, Jock. He do more than pick bum.
7 goals.
Yeah.
What an output.
He a very good player.
Absolutely.
I think about him very much this week. I do some more research.
Yeah.
Maybe I have Drew Petrie.
Oh, be cool, mate, be cool. Thanks for listening again, guys. It's been great here in the post-Grand Prix tent where the crowd's starting to dissipate. Yeah, not too many
Dissipate.
Oh, Jack. Dissipate, dissipate, same deal. Let's just quickly recap. Must have a big think and a big study in your Greater Western Sydney and Sydney boys.
Agreed.
We'd suggest Jonathan Giles lock.
Yes.
Devin Smith, seriously consider.
Please consider.
Thomas Bug, have a good hard think about.
Yes.
Sammy Daly, scratch off your list. Adam Kennedy, have a good hard think about as well. And
Dylan Shield, please, Jock.
Yeah, please consider, you think, crouching?
Anthony Miles, don't forget about him.
Yeah, well, gee, look, good. If his name round one, I'm going to plug in Anthony Miles
and
for
Jock,
sure.
Again, consider the swinging captain theory.
Yeah.
Either, I think,
Mumford. So what, you put him captain or vice-captain?
Vice-captain,
spot-on, vice-captain.
Vice-captain, a big score,
yeah.
And you pick a dud captain week two.
Yeah, I haven't mentioned Coniglio as well. He's 191k in your midfielder. I've been leaving him alone, I just think it's too expensive. But for the more conservative amongst us, he's someone that'll play and get you a fair output for the year. You just mightn't make as much cash off him.
I have to go to Kumon now, Jock.
Well, thanks for coming, son. Thank you, Higo, again. I'd like to apologise again for my stupid old fool shenanigans earlier on, mate. I really dearly love you. I love you, Crouching, and we all love you, our listeners out there at the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Footy Community.
Thanks. Farewell.
Thanks for listening. I'm Jock Reynolds. Best of luck.
Welcome.